God bless you, saints. Your only son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod, and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in your precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Amen. Your gift of love they crucified, they laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a fraud, and sacrificed the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God,
Angel comes and give us a test. But let's sing that chorus.
Just want to thank the Lord for Jenny Mercy's and
amen.
Also for granting me grace whilst I was back in Italy. I was able to put all the documents I needed to do and in time and to come back. And greetings from Brother Maxwell and also from the saints from Italy and from Milan. They really said I should send greetings to all of you from Brother Kingsley, the pastor, and everybody. They said I should send greetings. I think May last year I applied for my SUSE grant, and ever since it's been a battle between me and SUSE because they told me the problem was my evidence of residence, so I needed to give them something else. I tried all my best and they finally said it was okay, but then it came back that they refused the grant. So then I had to appeal to the appeal officer, and I called in and I asked them why was I refused, and they told me I was refused because of my status rather, not the evidence of residence. So I managed to get in the status for them, but then the appeal officer also refused it, saying he didn't want the status, but he wanted the evidence of residence. He was supposed to take 30 days to give me an answer. He took almost 60 days to give me an answer. So I then had to appeal to the last step, which was the student appeal support. So
amen.
I prayed. The brothers and sisters also helped me pray over it, and that was supposed to take 60 days, but that would have been a problem because I had to apply a new one, and also without the SUSE grant, I wouldn't be able to view my exams results. So I just prayed, and I remember, I think before the appeal officer refused me, Brother Andrew was preaching on a message of how, you know, we should just focus on God, and, you know, so I was like, okay, I just leave everything in your hand and I'll just focus on you and on the word. So
amen.
Just before I left for Italy, I had a letter from the student support saying that they had revoked the decision of the appeal officer, which took just two weeks instead of 60 days.
Amen.
So I just want to thank the Lord for his faithfulness. He's been really good to me, and thank everybody for helping in prayers and for the support. God bless you.
Hallelujah. How nice it is when a prayer is answered. It's the best thing that we could ever say that we've done in our lives, is at least we've prayed to God. Amen. And God hears our prayers. Let's sing. Let's reverence God. Amen. Through reverence, he'll answer our prayers. Through reverence, he'll come down this morning. Let's sing a few songs. Brother wanted me to sing one song, but maybe if the pastor doesn't mind, I'll sing it over the baptism, because he had asked for that song to be sung. Amen, Brother Kumbu. So we'll just sing that song. Let's sing that.
As we gather, may your spirit move among us. As we gather, going wild as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we praise your name. As we gather to God this morning,
never cease.
so new. Great is thy name, thy faithfulness, O Lord, and thy steadfastness. Who as we gather, may your spirit please Jesus move. As we gather, may we glorify your name.
way today. Surely around me, surely. Let's justify the door to heaven is found,
and we know is that all
laid down is yes. Surely the presence of God is here. Surely, Lord, I can overcome this morning. Surely around me, the door to heaven is found,
and we know is that
holy ground is
So while it comes down, let's take advantage. Let's all put ourselves before the Lord this morning. Let's come to a time of prayer. Maybe your day started off rushed and hurried and you had to do this and that. But you want your soul, you want your heart to be prepared ground for the seed.
Amen.
This morning. Now is the opportunity to plow up the fallow ground, to come by the way of humility and simplicity before the Lord. Maybe
Amen.
Of repentance, maybe of confession. To uproot anything that would stand in the way.
Hallelujah.
Of Him working His desire in your life today. He wants to work, and all He wants us to do is to be ready for that. So let's all put ourselves before the Lord. Let's come to a time of prayer before we come to the Word. Father, we do thank You that surely around here, Father, Your throne is found. Thank You that surely around here, Lord. Father, just Your grace and Your mercy. Father, how I just want to bring myself before Thee, Lord, upon this day. How I want to humble myself before Thee, Lord, upon this morning, before we had entered into Your Word. Father, before we had come, Lord, unto that, Lord, the most sacred part of the service, Lord. I just so much need You, Lord. I want to come by the way of Your blood. I want to come by the way of Your grace. I want, Lord, to lay myself upon Your altar. I want to ask of Thee, Lord, that You wash me, Lord, that You cleanse me. I want to ask of Thee, Lord, that You would help me, Lord, that You would lead me, that You would guide me, that You would grant unto me grace upon this day, Father, that Your will may be done, Lord, that You may be glorified, Lord, in this Father, Son. Today,
I just
to
want,
open
Lord,
our
Jesus,
hearts,
that
my
Lord,
work of
Father,
that Lord,
Savior,
soul, Your Word, maybe, Lord, Savior,
Lord, Lord
God, embedded amidst our hearts,
Lord,
Your Word, may be buried amidst our hearts, Your Word, Jesus, may, Lord, Savior, be planted, Lord, even amidst our hearts, and like many, Lord, Savior, Father, with the Word amidst our hearts, we can say, be unto me according to Thy Word, Lord, Savior, God, and Your Word may be birthed, Lord, even amidst my heart, Lord, that, Lord, Savior, what would flow from me, Lord Savior, would be, Lord Savior, the fruits of love, joy, temperance, Lord Savior, righteousness, Lord. Lord, the fruits to do Your will and to do Your purpose, Lord Savior God. Oh God, give us grace this morning. Minister unto us, Lord, those things, Lord, that would kill self, Lord Savior. For we hate, Lord Savior, Lord, that selfishness, Lord, the self-man, Lord Savior. Oh Father, oh God, help me, Lord, that I, Lord Savior, decrease, Lord, and Your Spirit amidst me, Lord, will have preeminence this morning, Lord. Father, to be able, Lord, Father, to make of me, Lord, what You would desire, that I be able in the, Lord, day ahead to do what You, Lord Savior, desire for me, Lord Savior, in the days ahead to do, Lord, what You desire, Lord Savior God. Give us grace now, give us mercy now, Lord Savior, I pray, even against Thine hour, Lord Savior God. For Lord, it's not by my might, it's not by my power, it's not by my strength, Lord Savior God, but it's by Your Spirit, Lord Savior God, and that is all I desire, is just, Lord Savior, oh God, one glimpse of Thee, Lord, that I be able, Lord Savior, Father, to unite with You, Lord Savior God, and You will be able to use me as You please. Father, give us grace, give us mercy, we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, even for them that are gathering in like manner upon this day. Would You think of them, Lord? Father, we think of Brother Christian and the saints. We pray rich blessings upon them. We think of Brother George Quinn and the saints in Donegal. Bless them, Lord.
We pray for Brother Billy and the saints, Father, that you'd be their satisfying portion upon this day. For Brother Tom and the saints, bless them. Father, bless the gathering of your people, wheresoever they would be upon this day. Even the saints around you, Brother Godfrey in Zambia, bless him, Lord, we pray. Brother Max there in Italy, Lord, Father, help him, Lord, to, Father, conclude his business there and let him come back, Lord, rejoicing in thee, we pray. And just the rest of your people, them that have traveled, them that are in different places, we commit them into thine hands. But Father, we bring this service unto thee. You be glorified. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Saints, we just want to welcome a visitor in our midst. We have Mrs. Matilda Simbo Masawe. God bless you, sister. She's from Dar es Salaam. Amen. And the Lord has led her our way, so we do really welcome her and pray that she'll be at home in the house of the Lord as she fellowships with us. Just one quick one as well is we have a baptism today. Brother Kumbo wants to be baptized, so we're really happy about that. And it really taught me one thing, is that the Lord can really take any situation and bring a blessing out of it. You know, I really look at Brother Shep. I mean, Brother Shep, it was so hard. He didn't want to go and try to sort his things out. Of course not. It's not easy. And then the Lord sent Brother Crosby, preached a good word of faith. And like Brother George said, Brother Crosby, it's like the Lord just led him here just to minister to Brother Shep at that time. And Brother Shep threw himself at the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of the authorities. I know which one I would prefer. And then he was put in the camp. And all things work together for good. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. He might send you to some far off place and you don't know why that you're there. He may put you in some misfortune and you don't understand why you're in that misfortune. But if you just let the picture develop, let the picture fully develop itself. You find he does all things well. That he has a purpose, he has a motive behind everything that he does. So we're really glad to see our brother today wanting to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to follow the scriptural way, Acts 2 verse 38. The prophet says we want them, Acts 2, 38, young ones. And that's what we really do desire. So glad that Brother Lubanza is preaching for us today. May the Lord really bless him as he comes to take the word. We want to ask him to come and take his liberty. May the Lord lead him and guide him and inspire him. And God bless everybody who's come this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. I'm happy to be again among you this morning. And share with you the word of God.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
I love you and I appreciate you.
Amen.
You know that?
Amen.
No need to prove it.
Amen.
Amen. I want to continue with soul science.
Amen.
And, last time we were trying to show how we are not our bodies.
Yes,
we should not be identified with our bodies.
Amen.
And we want to see something else today. Amen? By the grace of God. So, if you don't mind, you can turn to Psalm. We'll read in three places in Psalms. We begin with Psalm 41. And then we read Psalm 103, and we'll end up with Psalm 23. Let's pray.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we'd like to thank you for bringing us in your house, Lord, around your word. Thank you for the praises, the songs, the song leading, the musician, Lord, testimonies. We want to thank you, Lord, for everything you did for us during this week, Lord. And now being your presence, we ask, Lord, for the Holy Ghost to come down and take control of this meeting, Lord, and put me aside, speak through my lips, Lord. The only way you can do it is when I'm completely paralyzed, Lord. All my senses, my ideas, my thoughts, Lord. You know that everything that comes from man, it's death. Amen. Only your word can give life, Lord. Please come down and take control. Bless the reading of the word, listening of the word, and bless also our pastor and his ministry, his wife, and his family, Lord. We believe that you speak to every one of us, and we won't go out of this place as we came in, Lord. Let us say when we go out that really the Lord was imparting his divine presence in us as he was speaking to us. In Jesus Christ's name, we ask. Amen. Amen. Psalm 41. Verse 4. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Psalm 103, from verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy disease. Amen. We finish with Psalm 23. We want to speak on the restoration of the soul. Or the healing of the soul, our soul. Our soul needs real healing. Yes. Amen? Amen. We really need healing for our souls. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Who's your shepherd? Amen. A shepherd leads. Amen. You check your life. Who's leading you? Amen. That's your shepherd. Amen. If you're leading yourself, you know that the Lord is not your shepherd. Amen. Amen? I shall not want. That's the only way. If you don't want to want, the Lord must be your shepherd. Amen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Lie down. Put to rest. Amen. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Amen. Amen. Not the waters that are agitated. Still. Amen. Calm. Amen. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. You may be seated. May God bless his word. Restoration of our soul. And I believe this is that this is exactly the message God has sent to us. The message we have received is a message of restoration. Amen. To restore is to bring back something to its former state, its former condition. Amen? Amen. So this message we have received is a message. It's a message of restoration. Amen. Let me show you something before I come back to my subject. This is not my subject, but just to let you see that the message we have received is a message of restoration. In Acts, don't put it first. Sorry, wait. In Acts chapter 3, it says this. Acts chapter 3. Verse 19. Repent you therefore. This is Peter speaking, I think. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Amen. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. So Jesus will never come until the time of the restitution of all things. Not only 50% of things, but restitution of all things. So we can't expect Jesus to come if all things are not restored. So they should first come a message of restoration. Amen. And one day, as Jesus was coming down from a mountain, Matthew chapter 17, you know these things, we're just going through quickly. Verse 9. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. For the first time, Jesus agreed with the scribes. Every time they'll speak, he'll contradict them. Even when they quote a scripture, Jesus has to correct them. But for the first time, the disciples say, why the scribes are saying that Elias must come first? Jesus said, yes. This time they're saying the truth. Elias must come first and restore all. Do you see that we have received the message of restoration?
Amen.
God is to restore all things. Because after he created, the devil came and perverted all things.
Yes.
Now we are living in the Satan's Eden. Everything are perverted.
Amen.
And as we keep going on, things keep perverted every time. Getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I was in Brazil. For the first time I went there. And then the brother who was taking me around, because he goes there quite often. So he said, you see this man? I said, it's not a man, it's a woman. I said, no, but it's a man. You see that one? It's not a woman, it's a man. This one, it's not a man, it's a woman. Perversion. Perversion. You can't see the original woman, original man. Everything is perverted and keeps perverting. Are you with me? And God
have to restore all things as he created them in the beginning. And the message that will do that, the message of Elijah, the prophet.
Amen.
You can receive any message today, it's okay. They can show you how to read the Bible, how to repeat, how to go, the commentaries and what. But it's not a message of restoration.
Amen.
We just have one message of restoration. It is the message of Elijah.
Amen.
Can you say amen? May Elijah will come first. He'll bring the message of Elijah. Want to be a new message. It's not a new Bible. This is what we like about this message. This message is bringing us to the Bible. We are not Mormons. Or Jehovah Witnesses. Who got a new Bible. But our prophet, the prophet of this age, is bringing us back to the Bible.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And when you receive this message, you are restored.
Amen.
Let's go quickly. I want just to show you something. And so to return back something to its former position, former state, former condition, to restore something to the original owner to. Amen. So, we see here that God is the one who's restoring. But he can't restore you without a message. He does it through a prophet, through a message. Amen. So, God is doing the restoration of all things. We're going back to the Garden of Eden. Restoring back us to the Garden of Eden. Restoring us back to the kingdom of God. Restoring us back to the fellowship we had with God in the beginning. Restoring us back to the friendship. Amen. To eternal life. To access of tree of life we used to have. Going back to our union with God. So this message will restore our unity with God.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Bringing us back to perfect peace. Bring us to all things. It will restore even our bodies.
Amen.
I'm sorry, there are some people that are already in the millennium on the eternity. But for me, I know that I'm not yet. Because I won't keep taking some medicines to keep my body sometimes going when I'm sick. Because in that body, I won't be sick.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
We are in a process of it.
Amen.
It will end up there.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Because this message is taking us back to our original estate. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This ministry, this message we have received, it is restoring us back. Amen?
Amen.
So, just to show you quickly, before I come back, let's go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 17.
Amen.
Because we're talking about Elijah. So we must see what Elijah did to understand what he will do.
Amen.
What his message did there. Amen?
Amen.
So, you will read everything in details at home, but I want just to take verses here and there. 1 Kings 17. We know what happened there. Because of sin, Ahab went and married Jezebel, a heathen woman, and he brought idolatry in Israel. And God was not happy and sent Elijah. The message, the ministry of Elijah appeared when Israel went astray. And in this age, it was when the United States went astray from their foundations. Their fathers, who found the United States, they were Christians. And they put their constitution upon the Bible. So when they went away and got married with Catholic Church, which is Jezebel, and then that at that time, the Elijah minister appeared. Like in this age, exactly the same.
Amen.
And that time, he said, there won't be rain. And that rain didn't produce food. It was famine. And today we know that it's spiritual famine.
Right.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And because there was no food, God sent Elijah to a spring where the ravens were supposed to feed him. And the prophet said, the ravens today are the type of faithful servant.
Amen.
They were there keeping the voice of Elijah while Elijah was chased away. Can I read it for you?
Amen.
This message is perfect. Huh? In Jezebel religion, you see this. When God sent forth a message and tells the people and they don't receive it, then he withdraws his servant and sends his plagues, famine, death, spiritually speaking, physically also. You watch for a depression, brother. You think you've seen something. You just wait after a while. You haven't seen nothing. You think you are dying for a good spiritual revival. You wait till after a bit. You just wait long and cry to hear the word of God. The Bible said so. There'll be a famine in the last days, said the prophet, and not for bread and water alone, but for hearing the true word of God. But that voice will be quiet in the wilderness somewhere, hid away. He ordained the ravens, his servant blessed them birds. His servant that kept the voice of Elijah alive during the time of his isolation from the church.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So they kept alive the voice of Elijah.
Amen.
So we need some ravens today.
Amen.
That can keep the voice of Elijah alive.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why we play the message. We read the message. We love this message because it's the voice of God in this time. And after that, after the servants, he sent him to the widow, which is the type of a church. And he said she was a widow. Why God has to wait until she was a widow? Because while her husband was still alive, she could not receive. She had some influence upon her. He has to destroy the influence so that she could accept easily the word. And when Elijah went to her, you see the message of restoration. The food was finishing. Amen? The oil was decreasing. And the woman went out to get the wood to make a last cake. Are you with me? And that's when Elijah met her. And you see, the prophet said, the flower is the type of Christ. Amen? Amen. And the oil, the type of the Spirit. Amen. So when Elijah spoke to her to give her a cake, she said, I don't have anything cooked. I just have the last flour and the last oil. And the prophet said she had enough, just enough of Christ to stay alive. Just enough. Amen. Enough of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But if she wanted it to still be there, not to be empty, she has to give everything up to Elijah. To obey to the message of Elijah. She has to give up. We have to give up our small understanding about Christ, about the Spirit, so that we can receive the message. Only the message of Elijah can give us something that can sustain us day after day. When the prophet came, he didn't find the Pentecost without the Spirit. They had the Holy Spirit. But enough of the Holy Spirit to keep them alive. It was just enough of Christ. Enough of the Word. But they have to give up their understanding of who Christ is. Of what is the Holy Ghost. And receive this message. And when she gave up, and that self, the Lord came. Amen. Amen. The barrel never went empty. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? And the cruise never dry, ran dry. It was full. Every time she went there, she found something. Every time she'll go back, she'll find something. Can you say amen? Amen. If you want to have food, you know where to go. There is a message of restoration. And then later on, the son of that widow died. The son is the type of the seed of the woman, the type of Christ. So the son died. And she went to Elijah. Say, why you came here to unveil my sins or what? Now what? Look, what happened? My son is dead, and Elijah said, "Bring him to me." And you know what happened? He went on the he lay himself upon the son, and the son came up. He restored back. Amen. To show you that he has a message of restoration. Amen. He restored back the life. Can you say amen? Amen? If we want our life to be restored back, we know where to go. Amen. There is a message that can restore your life back. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? And I like the way Elijah prayed. Amen. Let's see it. And he cried unto the Lord and said, 20, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn, by slaying a son? And he stretched himself upon the child 3 times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. Amen. Restoring back what? Amen. The soul. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen. Can you say amen? So you see, God is so perfect. So we have received a message of restoration. And when he went to Mount Carmel, what happened? After they have, the prophet of Baal have prayed, the Bible said, at the evening time, he waited for the evening time. Because he knew when God would come down. At the evening time, the Bible says, he repaired what? The altar.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
He restored back the altar.
Amen.
That's what means to fix, to repair. So you can see his message was to bring people back to God.
Amen.
Oh my. Let's read his prayer when he is praying at Mount Carmel. He said, 1 Kings 18:21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long art you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. If Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. You see, when Elijah came on the scene, he didn't find the people that they were unbelievers. The problem he met, it was mixed religion.
Amen.
Hybrid religion.
Amen.
That's the problem we are having today.
Amen.
It's not that people are not believing the message. They are following the message, but they mix with something else.
Amen.
Message plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
To find a pure message is no more there.
Yes.
People are tired with the Bible. People are tired with the message. They want to mix something. That was the problem in the time of Elijah. Mixed religion. Mingling doctrines. Mingling teachings. They go and read some psychologist thing and they mix it with the message. That was the problem in those days. This message must stay pure. Nothing to read your psychology books, but for you. Not for the bride.
Amen.
The bride need a message of restoration.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
I'm sorry to say this, but I have to tell you this. You don't go and read things about how to run the family by some psychiatrist or psychologist. How you call them, I don't know. And then start teaching people about it.
Yeah.
It won't help.
Amen.
It won't help.
Amen.
That guy was not there when God was creating us.
Amen.
He doesn't know our original state.
Amen.
So leave him alone.
Amen.
If we want to be restored, the family is to be restored, we have a message.
Yes.
From God.
And
by sending Elijah, because God knows that the spirit of Elijah is so faithful that he used it 5 times. He never used Moses 5 times. Or Isaiah 5 times. But Elijah's spirit comes back 5 times to show that it's the most faithful spirit. Can you say amen? You can read something that can help you in some way, but when it comes to restoration, we have only one message. The end time message. Can you say amen? And he said, if God is God, serve him. Amen? And then verse 30, he said this. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. The altar is the place of worship. That's the place where we put God to lift up God. So it should be, and the altar, the real altar is your heart. Can you say amen? That's why I say Elijah will bring back the heart of the father to the children and the children to the father. The heart. Because the heart is the altar of God. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes, the son of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stone he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made trenches about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and put it on the burnt offering and sacrifice on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. He said, do it the 3rd time. And the water ran around about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the evening, at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, Israel, bringing back Israel to their forefathers, to the foundation, restoration. And he said, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I've done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that has turned their heart back again. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Let's say praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, my aim was to show you that we have received by Elijah the message of restoration.
Amen.
And we know that the same spirit of Elijah went on Elisha. And you see that Elisha did almost the same thing. He went to this woman, she was, this time, this one was married. But she was so kind, receiving the prophet, giving to a prophet all the cares. But one thing, she didn't have a child, a seed. She didn't have the Holy Ghost. She did all the good things. She could go to church, pay tithes, receive the prophet, everything. But she didn't have one thing. And the most important thing. And Elisha, one day, said, what can we do to a so kind woman? So they call her. They ask. She said, no, I don't need anything. I got everything. I'm on among my people. That the attitude of Laodicea. I need nothing. I have everything. I have riches. Everything. The Pentecostals, they were so kind to the prophet.
Yeah.
When he came, they organized his meetings. They paid the halls and everything. But they didn't have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The life of Christ in them. And when they tried to show them that they need something, this woman, she was so blind, like Laodicea, at such point that she could not realize that she don't have a child. Can you imagine?
Amen.
When the prophet asked her, what do you need? She was so blind that she could not see that she doesn't have a child. Until the prophet, the servant of the prophet said, no, but she doesn't have a child. And then the prophet said, you'll have a child. And she got a son. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And later on, the same child passed away. You know the story.
Yes.
Huh? And Elisha brought back
Amen.
That child to life again.
Amen.
Again, a soul restored.
Amen.
Because it was the same spirit, but with a double portion.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
So we see here, I'm going to finish with this illustration before we go back. So she got a child, and then later on, God sent a famine in the country. 2 Kings, chapter 8, there was a famine. So Elisha sent the woman. The Bible says, then spake Elisha unto the woman, whose son he had restored to life. You see the verb there? We're speaking about restoration. Your soul must be restored. Your life. Whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise and go thou and thy household and sojourn whosoever thou canst sojourn, for the Lord have called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. So he sent her. She went in the Gentiles' land. We'll check, I think, among the Philistines. And then after 7 days, 7 years, 7 church ages, she came back. Amen? And when she came back, because when you leave the land, you lose your inheritance. Are you with me? So she lost an inheritance, a land. And when she came back, verse 3, and it came to pass at the 7 years, and that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for a house and for a land. You see? She went to cry for what? Not for the land. Not for the house. For her house. Amen. She wants a house to be restored back. Amen. Her house, her land. Amen. Amen. And he said, and the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the good things that Elisha have done. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life. I want you to notice restored. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? This is a ministry of restoration. That behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for a house and for a land. And the guy said, my lord, O king, this is the woman. And this is a son whom Elisha restored to life. Can you imagine? Elisha did many things. Many miracles. But the king was not interested in all those things Elisha did. But he wanted the most. What he said? Let me see it. The great. Yeah. There were many things, but he wanted the great. Can you say amen? And the great of all the things is what? Restoration of life. To show you that we have many things. God can restore your body to life, to health. But the most greatest thing is the restoration of your soul. The soul is the most important thing. The king was not interested in other things, but in the restoration of the life. Because there is nothing on earth greater than life. Amen. Don't gamble. That's what the prophet said. Don't never gamble with your life. Amen. Life is not a cheaper thing, man. Amen. This is the most greatest thing you can ever have. Because we call you man, woman, it's only because you got life. As soon as that life is out of that body, we call it the remains, your remains. So the most important thing we have to care about is our life. Can you say amen? And this woman was crying to the king. The king could not answer, could not even hear her. She was praying. You'll be praying to God. God will never listen to you. Until he asked the servant, come. Tell me the great thing. And Gehazi was explaining to him how God has restored a son to life. And while he was explaining that, behold, that woman was out crying, oh, king, restore my land. Restore. And the guy said, this is the woman. Hallelujah. This is the woman. And he said, and verse 6. And when the king asked the woman, she told him, so the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore. Restore all that was hers. And all the fruit of the field since the day that she left the land, even until now. Hallelujah. When the king saw the evidence of restoration, can you say amen? Amen. That's why the prophet, when you go to God to pray, present the token. Amen. Show the token. Amen. It's a proof that you have been under Elijah ministry. Amen. I've been under this message of restoration. Amen. I've been restored. This is the token. Little life of Christ. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. I've been brought to life again. Amen. I was dead in sin. But when I made this message, I come to life. This is the proof. This is the evidence. And when the king sees the evidence, then he says, restore all things. Amen. You got a right to all your things, but on one condition. Where is the proof? Where is the proof? You must show that I've been under a message that have restored me. I used to drink. I used to smoke. I used to do this. I tried with my own effort. I could not. But once I received this message, I received this word, I prayed to God and I was delivered. Oh King, this is the proof. I'm no more the same. I've been changed completely. I know that I'm not what I want to be. But one thing for sure, King, I'm no more what I used to be. Can you say amen? This is the proof that I've received your message. Can you say amen? Then the king will appoint someone and will tell him, restore everything. The land, the house. Can you say amen? Not only that, even the fruit. Not what, since she left. So God will restore us back from the beginning. Amen. Whatever we lost from the beginning till now. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Can you say amen? Amen? So my point was to show you that there was first the restoration of life. Amen. That we say, the Lord is my shepherd. He restoreth my soul. Amen. So I want to speak. Can I start now?
Yes, sir.
It's already 1 o'clock. I want to be long. Okay, thank you. Amen. So our soul needs restoration. I mean, needs a healing. A real healing. Sometimes we can become like this woman, so blinded that we can't realize that we miss something. We lack something more important. Because we come to church, we don't smoke anymore, we don't go in the pub. We think that everything is fine. Meanwhile, our soul is so sick. So sick. I'm not preaching only to you. I'll be preaching also to myself.
Amen.
So, we've been so hardened, so blinded to our state. You know what the prophet said? Sin is a number one killer.
Amen.
It's not cancer. It's not heart attack. Amen. It's not stroke. The number one killer is sin. And if we're talking about restoration, which is also the healing, thank you. The healing, you see? Because healing restores your cells back to their condition. That's what healing is.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And we'll try to speak a bit on on what is a disease before we understand what we are suffering with. No wonder when the angel was sent to the prophet today, he told him, I've been sent from the presence of God to tell you that your particular birth is because you were born in this world to bring the gift of divine healing.
Amen.
So you see, this message was about divine healing. Not physical healing, but divine. It's people who put emphasis on the healing of the body. But the angel didn't say only the healing of the body, no. He said divine healing. So you say, but but he mentioned cancer. Yeah, but you will see there is a spiritual cancer which is more dangerous than a physical cancer. So this message is about divine healing, to heal you. To heal your soul. So I want to see the definition of disease. What is a disease? A disease, it says that it's a disordered or incorrectly functioning organ, part structure, or system of the body, resulting from the effect of genetic or development errors, infections, poisons, nutritional deficiency or imbalance, toxicity, or unfavorable environmental. That's what they say about a disease. So, a disease, it's a disordered organ of your body or your system. So when something is no more working properly in you, that causes a disease, a dysfunction of a part of your body. Because everything in human being was created to work or to function in a certain way by God. Everything was set up in order. Like in your car, the engine, every part of the engine plays its part. Once one part is no more functioning according to the maker, it becomes a problem. And it needs to be repaired, to be fixed. You too, you are a machine. Your body, you got a heart, you got a stomach, you got kidneys, you got many organs in you, the brains. They are supposed to work in a certain order. But when there is a disorder in that functioning, are you with me? It becomes a disease. This is, you are no more at ease. Are you with me?
Yes.
So a disease is a distortion, dysfunction.
Amen.
I want you to follow closely. It will help you.
Amen.
So when something is no more working properly in its order, the way God created it, it becomes a problem.
Amen.
When your body produce what you call white cell. Yeah, white cells. They're very important. Very, very important. But they must be produced at a certain rhythm and according to a certain order. But when they start multiplying out of order, they become a problem. Because if they become a lot, many, the body was not made to clean them that quick. And it turned to become an infection in the blood. And it creates a disease. So everything that doesn't work according to how God has put it, it becomes a problem. Are you with me? When they say to us that this disease must have some causes, and some of the causes they mention, it's poisons, infections, genetic or development errors from the birth. That's why you see some families, they got what you call hereditary disease. If your great-grandfather suffered with diabetes, your grandfather had it, your father had it, and so and so. You know that.
Amen.
Because it's a message that is being transmitted through genetic. Are you with me?
Amen.
And it's an era. It's an era. Because in you, God has put a program. Has written everything of you.
Hallelujah.
And how you'll operate, how your cells will operate, how everything will operate in your life from your birth till your death.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
But that message, that program, that message must be conveyed or transmitted faithfully.
Amen.
When it's not transmitted faithfully, it gives what you call handicap.
Amen.
So a baby can be born without a hand, without a ear, or with any handicap. It's because the message was not properly transmitted.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Genetic error. And that's why you can see that disease visited from generation to generation. But praise be to God.
Amen.
With the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We can cut that influence.
Amen.
We can stop that.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Because we receive another blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A divine blood.
Amen.
Amen. A more powerful blood.
Amen.
That can stop that hereditary thing. Amen.
Amen.
It can also be transmitted by poison. Caused by a poison. So we don't believe too much that there's poison in the spiritual realm, but there is. Listen to this. When you go into the restaurant, I read it last time, and you see a spider in the soup, you'll sue that restaurant. You say, you wanted to poison me. Are you with me?
Amen.
But you let anyone poke any kind of poison there in your soul. Huh? So, it's not only the body that can be poisoned, but also your soul can be poisoned. And it's more easier to be poisoned spiritually than physically
Amen.
Or naturally.
Amen.
We must be careful.
Amen.
Sometimes we end up being poisoned. You leave your place to come to church or to go to a fellowship, and once there, you start receiving poison. You go back home poisoned without realizing that you've been poisoned.
Amen.
We must be careful.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
We do that every time. You got something wrong about someone, you want to talk it to everyone. Not knowing that you are poisoning
Amen.
The soul. I'm saying the soul.
Amen.
Because the soul is the life.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Your soul is your life. Check after you have received something, some poison against one brother. Check how you react to him when you meet him. Are you still happy with him? Are you still at ease with him? You have been poisoned. Your life towards your brother has been poisoned. Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen?
So we must be careful, brothers and sisters. Even our children sometimes, we must be careful. We bring our children to church to be in better. Oh, you see it? With the word of God. But we must be careful. Because sometimes we in our homes, we let go things. We let our children look this and look that and look this and look that. And so they are informed and they are poisoned. The prophet said, these things, these naked women and these immoral clothes poison the mind of these children.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It's poisoning them. And once together in the church, they teach the other kids the same thing. So it's easy sometimes in the church to poison each other.
Amen.
Are with me?
Amen.
And he said, the poison of the devil, sometimes it's very easy to have it. And I don't know why he repeated this quote of restaurants so many times.
Amen.
In those years. He was just keeping repeating and adding this and saying that. He said this. You see, in the way of the prophet, those things, swearing, cursing, naked women, immoral acts that poison the mind of these children.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And a person that knows if you eat that soup with a poison spider in it, it will probably make you sick. So spiritually also, brother, we have some poison. And what the prophet said about criticism in the church? Poison. Sulfuric acid. Are you with me? You just see how a poison can mess up the life, the soul of a church. We should not allow those things.
Amen.
We must protect our soul.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Check everything that comes into our soul.
Amen.
Because there is not a more great thing on earth as your life. Are you with me?
Amen.
And they say also, no nutritional deficiency. It means a deficiency into food. Your diet. Check what you eat. Check what you eat. The prophet said, I've been told from some medical research the other day what leprosy is caused from is the wrong diet. And leprosy is sin. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Leprosy is sin.
Amen.
And the sin is caused by a wrong diet.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So also what we eat, we are what we eat.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So we must check what we are eating. Sometimes we got what we call eating disorder. Eat too much KFC, McDonald's, pizzas, and it's poisoning your blood without you knowing. You feel me? So you see, sometimes we got those eating disorders. You eat the message, you listen to the message, you rejoice, and you go back home, you're on a website where you are eating now rubbish. Eating disorders.
Amen.
Check what you are eating.
Amen.
Because you become what you eat.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He said, the food put a blood. Let them eat the word of God. It will put the blood of Christ in them. The life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, we see that these things can cause a disease. Are you with me? Now, a spiritual poison, spiritual nutritional deficiency, spiritual genetic errors, all those things can make our soul sick. Now, let's apply that to our soul. It means that our soul is also an organ that God created. And God created that organ to work, to function, to operate in a certain way. And when that operating system is distorted, defect, the soul becomes sick. I mean, when the soul is no more operating in its original condition or working mode, the soul becomes sick. God has created your soul for a purpose. He created it with a certain nature, with certain qualities, and for a certain function, your soul.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
We'll find. Let's start by the beginning. He said this from the Bible. Let us make man in our own image. In our own likeness.
Amen.
Let's stop there first. Maybe I will let you go with this. Let make man in our own image. So, in original state of the soul, the soul of man must be an image of God. It means it must reflect God. Not yourself, not your husband, not your pastor, not your king. The soul is made to reflect God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And a healthy soul, and healthy soul should reflect God.
Amen.
This is a proper setup, makeup of the soul, made to reflect God into the creation. So every time I fail to reflect God, I'm sick. Simple. Every time, and you must know that in every circumstances, every situation, I'm called to reflect God. So don't think that things will be so easy for you. Because when things are easy, it's very easy also to reflect God.
Yes.
If I praise you, you'll reflect God for me, to me. Isn't it? If I just say good things about you, you just be kind to me. Isn't it? And kindness is one of the attributes of love. And love is God. You can reflect God easily when everything is fine. But God has put us on this world knowing that conditions will come which is against us. Just to test the way our soul will react. So for me, every situation is there to check. It's a medical checkup to see if my soul is functioning properly or not. The soul is to be God through reflection. When the soul is properly working, functioning, it can't help but reflect God. It has to reflect God, and God is life. The first attribute of your soul, the soul is life. We saw it when you breathe, it's because you got a soul. Soul is life. And the prophet said, I can't understand people, some Christian. Say, to be a Christian, I want to be to do this. I want to stop to do this. No, don't. Just live. You are made to live. Because the soul, the first thing is to reflect life. The soul doesn't only give life to your body, because the body is up because of the soul. Amen? But it also plays a spiritual part of life. Because God is life, so your soul has to reflect life. God is the word, it has to reflect the word. God is light, it has to reflect the life. God is energy, it has also to reflect the energy. Are you with me? So, a soul that is in a good operating condition reflect God in everything. Amen. That's what the prophet say. Your soul won't reason the word of God, but it believes the word. There is no reasoning faculty in the soul. No intellectual thinking in the soul. The soul releases the life, energy. In all your organs, your body, you can't help it. It can't help but pump vital energy or life to all your system. Can you say amen? Without any obstruction in your physical body by demons, which is a tormentor, your soul will pump life energy. The light through all your fibers, the prophet said. Because in you there is a light. Amen. And the soul pumps that light through all your fibers. Because that light is the energy, the source of energy. But once a physical demon set up in one of your organs, it will disturb the functioning of the body. And that's the pumping of the blood. And that's what we call disease. But the most important aspect of the functioning of the soul is the spiritual aspect. Amen. Reflecting the word, reflecting the spirit of God, eternal life. God is love. Because it's very easy to say that I'm reflecting God. God can be anything. Are you with me? God can be anything. Anyone can claim to believe in God, to serve the Lord. But when we come to say that God is love, so your soul actually, the nature of your soul is love. You were created to be love. To love. I'm telling you. You check that love is your essence. Amen. That's why no one teach you how to love. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. No one tells you that you need love. Amen. You just feel that you must be loved. Amen. Who told you that? Because you are a product of love. Your creator, your father, his nature is love. That's why you can't help just feel to be loved or to love. You were created to be loved and to love. I want you to catch this. And love is living for others. Love is living for others. And your soul was made to love, living for others. So properly wired, spiritually correctly wired, your soul is just a reflection of divine love. Since it's a part of God, And God is love. In the image of God, God is love. So the soul in the right condition must reflect love. And when you love, love is unselfishness. That's unselfish. Love doesn't take care of itself. Every time you look at yourself, it's no more love. Forget it. Are you with me? Love. When you say you love someone, you'll be patient with that someone. Because love, what means? What is the meaning of love? Is doing good. Willing good. If I will you good. Amen. I know that it won't work automatically. If I expect something from you, it won't work automatically. So I have to be patient. So love in me will constrain me to be patient with you. To know that one day God will bring you there. Can you say amen? And the Bible says love is kind. Can you say amen? You are rude every time with anyone. For nothing, for no reason. Even when people, even if they didn't do anything wrong to you, you are rude. God bless you. May God bless you. Why are you rude? Love is kind. Rudeness doesn't mean that you are holy. You are full of the Spirit. Be kind. Because love is kind. Can you say amen? You can't love someone and not be kind to them. Love is peaceful. Love. God loves suffering. Amen. And love is condescending. If you got love, you must be able to stoop down where your brother is, your sister is, to help him to come up. If you are not able to go down, that's what God showed to us. He stooped so down. Amen. So down until he went into hell. Amen. And the prophet said, there is no place so low where someone can be that you are not able to stoop down there and bring him up. Amen. If you have God in you, amen. Can you say amen? Amen? That love in you will constrain you to a point where, amen, wherever your sister is, your brother is, you'll accept to go down there. Amen. To bring him up. Unless there is no chance for him to come up. Can you say amen? Amen. So those are the characteristics of love that must be reflect in us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
And now another thing he said. Let's make man in our own image. I'll finish with this. In our likeness. Amen?
Amen.
He said, let them have dominion over the fish.
Amen.
This is another characteristic of the soul when it's working properly.
Amen.
The soul is meant to have dominion. Are you with me?
Amen.
On everything. So the soul becomes the part in man that rules all the life of man.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
And when the soul is no more in the ruling position, it becomes ruled. You are sick.
Amen.
Sister, can you put us? We'll finish with that. As you know already, we got three parts. The body. The last one. Sister, this is the last one. Sorry for that. Sometimes technology. Give me some room just to check. This is okay, sorry, but we can carry on. Amen. I was saying that your soul was... there is a problem. Definitely, there is a problem. Okay. You can just put that last one. We can use it like that. No problem. Yeah. There is missing... put the... Actually, what I need is those two. That's why maybe it's coming up. I need the soul. Can you put the last, the one you put? The one we add here? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there is missing just one circle, as you know, the body, okay? But you got the senses, there must be something with the computer. So... Now, I was saying that the soul is meant to be in a ruling position. It has to rule all of you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And when the soul is no more ruling, there is a disease.
Amen.
Dysfunction. The prophet said this. Let's read it. In Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today. He says this. Now, there is two elements just for a few moments on this subject. There is two elements that make up the human being. Are you with me? Let me read it again. There is two elements, just for a few moments on this subject. There is two elements that make up the human being. And one of them is your mind.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
That yellow part. One of them is your mind.
Yeah.
And the other is your soul. So that are the two elements that... leading a man. The soul and the mind. And the mind is your mental thinking, your intellectual. And your soul is a part of God that is in you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And God has put a soul in you so that he can rule over you from your soul. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So your soul has to rule all your being.
Amen.
And not to be ruled. Now the problem is that we have left our mind ruling us.
Amen.
You say, is it possible? Yeah, I'll show it. The prophet said in Jairus' daughter, the healing of the Jairus' daughter. Let's read it quickly. He said this. We are thinking of Jairus. I believe he was a nice little fellow. Many times that we judge people by their actions, and sometimes we don't judge the heart. You know, I've often thought back, here is the spirit of man. The next is the soul. The next is the mind and is flesh. All right, Satan does not tempt down here. He tempts out here in the flesh. Are you with me? So the temptation of the devil is out there. Your five senses: hear, smell, see, touch, and taste. So the devil will tempt you out here. Amen? He said, for instance, you go down the street tomorrow, you are walking along singing Christian songs, and somebody says, you know, she is just a hypocrite talking about you. There's nothing. Now, the first thing, your flesh picks that up in the ear. Are you with me? And it suggests to the mind. Can you say amen? So you hear it. It suggested to the mind. Listen. It's nice to have a prophet. Eh? The first thing your flesh picks up, that in the ear, and it suggests to the mind, get even with him. Time it gets back here, he says, this back here says, vengeance is mine. Save the Lord, I will repay. See, that's it. So the time it gets to the soul, instead of the soul obeying, the soul rejects. Because you got the word here, and then he said, vengeance, repeating the word. Opposing the temptation with the word. Instead of obeying, putting your life into that you have to fight back, the soul refused to react to what the mind is suggesting. So the soul is in control because of the word of God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But if the soul was not in control with the word of God, it could react.
Amen.
Get even with him.
Amen.
And you start fighting. This is what we are doing most of time.
Amen.
We react to the dictate of our mind.
Amen.
Instead of listening to the soul.
Amen.
Because the soul will always believe the word.
Amen.
It will always reflect the word.
Amen.
But the mind will reason.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
One time it can accept the word, one time it can reject the word. But that can't happen with the soul.
Amen.
And when you refer to the soul, you listen to what the soul wants you to do. And with the word of God, the soul will say, revenge, vengeance is mine.
Amen.
Don't say anything against.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Mine. Let me finish. Young men. Sorry. So, he said, vengeance is mine. Save the Lord. I will repay. See, that's it. So, Satan tempts out here. You see? He doesn't get down here. Huh. Satan will never get down there because what? He said, because he's immortal. The soul is immortal. See, it's the flesh that he tempts. So, many people think when you feel temptation in your body, oh Lord, oh, I'm lasting. No, you must put the difference between you and your body.
Amen.
The body is lasting. The body is feeling those passions. It's not yet you.
Amen.
Don't say that it's you. It's your body
amen.
Reacting. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Your body is not you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And now the prophet is showing us that not only your body is not you, even your mind.
Amen.
Whatever runs in your mind, it's not you.
Amen.
The same way the body can be sick, brother. Your mind also can be sick.
Amen.
I mean what you are thinking about, Brother Eli, can show that your mind is sick.
Amen.
Who told you that what you are thinking is right about Brother Eli? You can think something about the Brother Eli, which is wrong.
Amen.
Because your mind is operating in a wrong way.
Amen.
So don't believe your mind.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Don't take your mind for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You are the soul and not the mind.
Amen.
Don't let your mind run you.
Amen.
Amen. Vengeance is mine, serve the Lord, I will repay. So Satan tempts here. He doesn't get down here because it's mortal. It's the flesh that he tempts. Young man, yeah, going down the street, young Christian boy, a young lady coming immorally dressed. The eye picks it up. First it was the hear. You hear what they're saying against me. Now you see now. Huh? You see now. Brother George is always criticizing me. This brother was at his place. He told them about me. He said, Brother Joseph is this and that. And they're letting him lead the songs every time. A man like this can't be leading the songs. Criticizing people. You should not even allow your mouth to open and speak against Brother George. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Are you with me, brother and sisters?
Amen.
I'll show you that most of us are sick. Sorry to say that. Sorry to say that, but it's true.
Amen.
Young man going down the street, young Christian boy, and young lady coming immorally dressed. The eye picks it up. The flesh suggests to the mind evil. Till now, God is not saying that because your eyes picks up what? This immoral dressing women. You have sinned. Are you with me?
Amen.
Because you can't help your match. You are walking and here comes. What do you do? Before even you turn the head, you have sinned. And it's already conveyed to the mind. That's what he's saying. Listen. The eyes picks up. The flesh suggests to the mind evil. Ah. That's when the devil starts working. Seeing, it's not a problem. But now suggesting to the mind. Evil. That the devil waking now. Are you with me? You can also see a car, which is not a woman, naked woman, and the devil suggests evil to your mind by just looking at a car. Are you with me? So it can be anything. Then, the time it gets to the mind, goes to the soul, the nature is good. Ah, because the soul is the nature.
Amen.
So the nature is good. The soul of man is the nature of the spirit, of course. And so when the soul gets there, but the spirit says, whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after has committed adultery in his heart already.
Amen.
The young man turns his head and walks away. See?
Amen.
That's down here is where it's got to be, not out here. It's got to be down in your heart where it's got to come from, where God lives.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So evil will be suggested to our mind every time. As the prophet put it, your mind is a no man's land. So the devil got the right to come into your mind. Do whatever and suggest things. So you must be able to put a difference between your mind and your soul. So there are two elements that leads man. And the prophet said, the soul should be governing human being than his mind. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So you see, the soul give me just a few minutes, I'll finish now. We read it last time. Let me read it again. Yeah. You see, yeah, speaking about this woman, we know the story already. She left her husband and she went living as she wanted, and the pastor was supporting her and all the things. And the prophet said, and he said, and the first thing when they ask, they'll ask her, because she goes to church, she does everything, she pays tithe and everything. So they ask her, the first thing you know, and you say, now look, Mrs. Doe, do you believe in Jesus Christ? She said, with all my heart, I believe in it. But an action, a fruit, prove that she's not. Don't listen to an uncertain sound. Let it sound out from the gospel here. Prove that she's not. For she wouldn't be doing them things. She wouldn't be acting that way. She would have a different thought. She would be governed by a different thing. Her soul. Can you say amen? So I'm showing to you that the original condition for your soul is to rule, to govern you. And when the soul is no more governing you, you are sick. How the mind can govern or rule your soul? Because originally, the soul, the way God created it, he gave it the power to govern. And where is the power dwelling? It's in the free will. So one, the gate of your soul is called free will. You are a free moral agent. You will whatever you want. Whatever you decide to do. And this power has the ability to control everything. By the power of your will, you can set up your imagination on something and turn it away from something else. Amen. So the power of your will, you can decide to walk. You can decide to sit. You can do whatever you want, because the power resides in the free will. But the will also can obey the desires of your mind. Are you with me? Can also obey. So when the will obeys what your mind is dictating, it becomes a disease. Amen. Because your mind were not made to rule you. Amen. The mind is an instrument, a powerful one. Thank you to science. They've been studying about this mind, showing how powerful it is. And they've come to realize, to achieve many things with the mind. But they should know that the mind is a powerful instrument. It's a powerful tool, but a very bad driver. A very bad ruler. That's why, after they've made everything they've made, look the result. Their own science is killing themselves.
Amen.
The mind of man is so powerful. I'm telling you. Powerful. Don't you say, I hear some people saying sometimes, oh, my mind is running me crazy.
Amen.
Is this true?
Amen.
Why? Because this thing was not made to rule you.
Amen.
It was not made to run you. You are the master. Can you say amen?
Amen?
You are the master. Put the difference between you and the mind.
Amen.
Your mental thinking is there to help you. Amen?
Amen.
To reflect the word.
Amen.
The word comes from the soul and goes up into the mind.
Amen.
That's why you call the mind of Christ. Let the mind of Christ, which is the word, which is in your soul, coming up into your mind. That's the only time you can be in your right mind. They found that made man, you remember? He could not put on his clothes. They could not be able to hold him. But when Jesus came, they found him at the feet of Jesus. In his right
mind.
The only time you'll be in your right mind, it will be at the feet of Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So this message has come to heal us from this distortion. Don't believe everything that you have in your mind. We let our mind run us. You see something, you start analyzing, judging, and take the decision and act upon it. Not taking in account what is the soul saying about the word. We should come back. Come to Jesus. Let Jesus come and take us over to quiet our mind. Can you say amen? Let him lead us to the still waters. Quiet. Calm. When you leave your mind running you, it will run out of order.
Amen.
And when you come back home, you are so tired. You didn't do anything so heavy, but because your mind is running you crazy.
Amen.
We'll continue next time.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen. Good stuff.
Amen.
A lot of people went very quiet. It's good when people go quiet.
Amen.
It means the word has got right down to where you are. It's easy to say amen when the word's about somebody else.
Amen.
Yeah, he's got a temper. Amen. But when it comes to you, it's good. That's what it needs to sink in. And if you think of it, that's why the prophet, if you read the Holy Ghost series, on the very first page, he says, we have so many meetings for the healing of the body. He says, but you want to arrange these special meetings for the healing of the soul.
Amen.
He says, because if you're healed in your body, you can be sick again.
Amen.
But he said, the healing of the soul is eternal.
Amen.
So that's what we should be focusing on. We know the Pentecostals, there's so much focus in the realm of the Spirit. That's where they got it all wrong. You know, they so much take control of this and that, using the power of the mind and the power of the Spirit. You know, the anointing in that realm. But when that anointing comes within the veil into the soul, Ah, friends, that's what you want. That's when you reflect Christ. That's when you're like the Master. That's when there's real control, which is what the Lord really, really desires. I really appreciate that. It was wonderful. Really wonderful word. Let's stand, saints. We do thank the Lord. As Brother Labanzola says, thank God for a prophet. Ah, how would you understand any of these great deep truths of how God made you? Yeah? And the purpose that He has for you. Ah, it's wonderful. We do really appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Now the word has come today and it's spoken of the body. Now the natural desire of the flesh. It's spoken of the mind, the realm of the spirit, and how the body can inspire or suggest to the mind. But then the key point was the free will. That gate to your soul, that gate to the real you, to the throne room, is your free will.
Amen.
Is your decision, the decision that you make. That's why eternal life starts at the altar. That's what the prophet says. Amen. That decision, when there's a decision that's made. That the word has come your way today. And God and the word are the same. He's come right down to where you are. He's spoken about your situation. He's done all that He can do today. The Lord, when He brings about the fulfillment of the vision, He plays His part. He never fails. Jesus always keeps His appointments. But now, it's up to you. And up to me. What are we going to do with this Jesus called Christ? What are we going to do with this word that has come our way? What are we going to do in our free will? What decision are we going to make now? Because all that's been said isn't going to do you any good if there's not the right decision.
Amen.
If your free will, if now when you weigh things up in the balance, and we know there's a great battle going on in the minds of many people. We know there's evil and there's darkness that has got a hold in the lives of people and has brought sickness and malady in the souls of people, has poisoned the mind, poisoned the spirit. But then life comes. There comes an infusion of life through the word. And this life and this death have been meeting now, and there's that conflict inside of you. Now, which one is going to have the preeminence? It depends on the decision that you make.
Amen.
And now you're looking inside of yourself. You're looking at that great decision that you need to make now. You're looking at that great something, that great transaction that needs to take place inside of your heart. And you're wanting to make the right decision. Inside of you, there's the will. I would just ask you, raise your hand. Defy gravity, as the prophet says. Just raise your hand to the Lord to say, Lord, this is an evident token of the decision that I'm making inside of my free will. I'm raising my hand to you. This impulse, this energy that has moved my arm has started with my free will. And inside of my free will, I want to make the right decision.
Amen.
And friend, that's a victory.
Hallelujah.
In itself. Amen. Now if you follow that out as we leave this place.
Amen.
Oh, friends, that's where overcoming comes in. That's the overcomer that you all are speaking about. Is if you go now having made that decision and follow that decision through. Like the prodigal son when he said, I will arise. The next verse is, he arose. In his mind, he said, I will go to my father. The next verse, he said, he arose and he went to his father.
Amen.
So let that decision now translate into action.
Yes.
And we'll see an act of overcoming. And friends, the throne is for the overcomer.
Amen.
That's where the dominion will express itself.
Amen.
You will see that through that decision, there'll be overcoming.
Amen.
Our friend, it starts off so simple like that. The visitation of His word.
Yes.
Let's pray. Father, I bring unto Thee every hand that is raised.
Amen.
Because, Lord, that is reflecting upon this day the fruits of the word that has been preached upon this day. That is reflecting, Lord, the power of Your grace upon the free will of Your people.
Amen.
And, Father, people have raised their hands up unto You because of this decision that has been made.
Amen.
Some people, Lord, are saying, enough is enough. Some people are saying, it's been too long. Some people are saying, it's time I need to let this go. Some people are saying, it's time I need to forgive. And Lord, they've made the right decision and they've raised their hand to you. Now we're asking of you, you said as many as receive you, you will give them power to become the sons and daughters of God. Let that power move in now, Lord, to bring that decision, Father, from where it is, so it may bring forth fruit for your glory. If it was a decision of somebody accepting you, oh, Father, you'll move heaven and earth because you've seen that decision that has been made. Bless your people upon this day. Bless Brother Joseph. Thank you, Father, for the faithful ministration of your divine counsel once again upon this day. Father, to unveil unto us, Lord, these things that how much we need in order to overcome. May you bless him. Bless his family and his ministry. Bless him in his going out and his coming back, Lord, in all that he does. And Father, as we come now to the baptism service, won't you help us, Lord? Father, bless our brother even as he's baptized, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. You be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing one song there, Brother George, if you could. Just be meditating on the word, saints. The power of decision now. There's power in your decision.
Oh, happy day that fixed my choice.
Happy day, happy day,
be seated for a minute, saints. Let's read a few scriptures as while we're seated, just concerning baptism. Baptism, the decision. Let's just put it up on there. Let's read our Acts chapter 2, verse 38 again, bro. Well, sister, sorry. We forgot the sister's back. Acts 2, verse 38. Let's just have a look at one thing. I just want to show one simple point for 5 minutes here, that there's only one baptism which is recognized in heaven, and that is baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. No other baptism, no matter how sincere you were, the baptism of children, the baptism of babies, the baptism in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I just want to take just 5 minutes, especially for new people, to show you there's only one scriptural baptism. Only one baptism that God himself will truly recognize. And that is baptism according to the scripture. So Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 2, let's just get our setting here. This is to the Jews. So this is the day of Pentecost. This is when the gospel first goes out to the Jews. And all of these Jewish people gathered from all these different places, some of them proselytes as well, are gathered together. And Peter gets up and he preaches the gospel and it pricks them in the hearts. And they come and they say, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? What shall we do? They're convicted. Verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, the Jews, repent. That's the first thing. And be baptized, every one of you. That's what the word is saying, friends. Some people put off baptism. I don't understand what you're doing. Brother Lubanza was saying about the preciousness of the soul. It says, risk not your soul. That song says, risk not your soul. It is precious indeed. Never put off when the Lord is dealing with you. It says, repent and be baptized, every one of you. How? In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So that was to the Jews. So the gospel keeps going out. Let's look in Acts chapter 8, verse 16. It goes now to the Samaritans. So it's moving from Jerusalem. It's going out. The gospel's going forth. Acts chapter 8, verse 16. In fact, let's read verse 14. Now when the apostles were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. So it's the Samaritans now. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they may receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So to the Samaritans, the same thing. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. The apostles came, laid hands upon them, and the Holy Ghost fell upon them. That's the scriptural order. Then within Israel, the gospel comes to the Gentiles. Cornelius receives the gospel. He's a Roman. He's a Gentile. So we've gone from the Jews. We've gone to the Samaritans. We're coming now to the Gentiles living within Palestine. Acts chapter 10, verse 47, when Peter goes down to preach at the house of Cornelius, and the Holy Ghost fell on them. Verse 47. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Verse 48. And he, Peter, commanded them, the Romans, to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses is sufficient. But let's take one more. Let's go and show outside of Palestine. When the gospel now went among the Gentiles. Let's go to Acts chapter 19, to Ephesus, to Asia Minor. When Paul now comes to preach to those disciples of John the Baptist, people that had already been baptized, people that had been baptized unto repentance, that had already been baptized in water before Jesus died. But now Jesus had died. Now the way had been laid open. The veil had been rent. The gospel is now going forth. And in Acts chapter 19, let's just see where it is in verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. This is now among us heathen Gentiles. And finding certain disciples, so people were already following Jesus, but they hadn't been baptized right. Verse 2, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? When he saw, like Brother Lubanzo was showing there, that the soul wasn't in control. There wasn't love, whatever. There wasn't kindness, maybe whatever, judgment, whatever it was that Paul saw reflected in the lives of these disciples, he asked them a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, no one ever told us about this. We just believed in John and he pointed us to Jesus. And then he asked them, how were you baptized? No, so you can see it's such an important part in the sequence of spiritual events that takes place in the life of a person. Amen. Is baptism. Amen. To do it properly, to do it scripturally. You only have to do it once in all your life. Some of us, I was baptized 3 times. I was baptized as an infant in the Catholic Church. I never repented. I never believed. Therefore, it was unscriptural. It was sincere, but it was unscriptural. Then I was baptized in Pentecostal Church, New Life Center in Zimbabwe. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I was sincere, but it wasn't scriptural. Because it wasn't in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then finally, when grace came, I was a disciple. I was following Christ. Then God sent an Apollos, or he sent whoever it was to me, to come and show me. There's only one way to be baptized. That's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you repent first. Then I was baptized. I never need to be baptized again. Now I fulfilled all righteousness. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. So he says, how are you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. Verse 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people they should believe on him which should come after him. That is on Christ Jesus. In verse 5. When they heard this, the word, they were baptized. It should say again. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
How were they baptized? In the name of the Lord Jesus. So no matter where you look, we know the book of Acts is the Acts of the Holy Ghost in the apostles. No matter where you look, there's only one scriptural baptism in the Bible. All other baptisms, you might have been sincere, but you were sincerely wrong. All other baptisms, it might have been somebody persuaded you, somebody represented you, whatever that it is. But to have the right conscience with God, that you have fulfilled all righteousness, you should do like our brother Kumbu is doing today. Come to the waters of baptism. Repent first, confess your sins, put everything under the blood. Seek the Lord to search your heart if there's anything displeasing unto him. The sins you've sinned against God, confess them to God. Sins that are against people. If you sinned against your marriage vows, if you sinned against whatever, and the Lord now brings it to your attention, before you go to the waters of baptism, you go and make those things right. That's repentance. Make restitution. As far as you possibly can. Like Zacchaeus, the businessman. All that I stole, I've returned it fourfold. Yeah. And then Jesus says, I say unto you, today salvation has come to this house. Amen. So once there's a real repentance, then you're buried with Christ in baptism. And the bride always takes on the bridegroom's name. So you're taken on the name of your bridegroom. You're being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So friends, I just wanted to read those scriptures just to show that it's not just something which we would raise up just as something which we would believe. This is such a scriptural principle from the beginning of the book of Acts to the end, right through the New Testament, right to the time that the Roman Catholic Church came, and like Brother Lubanza said, hybridized things. And came and mixed things up with Trinitarianism. And they came and brought in all the false doctrines. And then it went to baptism in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They went and they lost the revelation of what is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So we're so glad today for our brother Kumba wanting to be baptized in his name. And I would say to anybody else who hasn't fulfilled all righteousness inside of your life, if the Lord is dealing with you, submit yourself to him. Repent. Lay yourself upon the altar. Call upon the name of the Lord. Then straightaway come to the waters of baptism. and then he has promised to give unto you the gift of the Holy Ghost, then you can fulfill what was preached today. Then in the control room, right there inside of the soul, there's a healing that takes place. Amen. And then he can start to work from within, and it starts to reflect itself from without. And I'm sure that's the desire of every person. Let's just pray once again. Father, praying once again concerning baptism. Oh, Father, to you it's important, because we see it throughout your word. I just pray for any soul that is here today, any soul that is astray, or any soul that, Father, you are persuading unto yourself that hasn't fulfilled the requirement of your word. I pray that you would do the work, Lord. I pray that you would speak, and Lord, let their free will act. And may, Lord, we rejoice with them as they fulfill all righteousness. Father, bless our brothers as baptized. You know his past.
Amen.
You know where he comes from.
Hallelujah.
Let it be today like when Israel were at the Red Sea. Father, as the waters close today over him, let the old taskmasters, Lord, let the old evil that had control inside of our brother's life, let them be drowned, Lord, is our desire. Lord, as your spirit would come in, as he's obedient to you, Father, let him say, these Egyptians, I will see them no more.
Amen.
And Father, let him, Lord, embark on the blessed way to the promised land. Bless him, we pray. Bless us as we baptize. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's stand, saints. Let's sing one song as we baptize our brother. Brother George, you wanted to sing a special, Brother George?
Can you help us play that song?
Please, bro.
We will trade Brother Joseph.
Oh.
Good.
Because
okay. Brother Kumbo asked us to sing.
Yes, please do. There's nothing wrong. We don't believe in tradition.
It's key G.
You are the center of my life. Today I make a brand new start. Lord, you said you meet me there, that place, the secret hidden place. God's church can never ever fail. Neither will any evil against us prevail. We'll stay in the center of His will. Right there in Christ, you are.
Amen.
It's wonderful. He's been through a process. The Lord's been dealing with his life. The Lord's delivered him from weaknesses that he was overtaken by. And now he wants to go on with the Lord. Yes, brother. You have decided to follow Jesus. You have many witnesses you testified to. That from this day forth you're taking the cross.
Amen.
And you're following. Even if people don't understand, it's your Lord. And you're trusting in him for nothing. Nobody else,
amen,
but Jesus for your salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Of the soul of my brother, I pray that the great Holy Ghost, Lord,
Father, we go right into the throne room, even now, Lord. I pray that the power of the Most High, Father, the power of transformation, the power of the Holy Ghost, will come upon my brother even now. I pray that you'll transform him, Father, to a new creature in Christ Jesus. I pray that he'll be a living witness. I pray that he'll be a written epistle read of all men. I pray, Lord, that this great work that you've already started from within, Lord, that will so express itself without, Lord, that he'll be an image of you in these dying days, I pray. I pray that you'll protect our brother, Father, when he had made his mistakes, Lord. Father, quickly help him to get himself back up again.
Amen.
Bless his fellowship, Lord. Bless his decisions, Lord. Father, in his past, he's made his mistakes, Lord. Father, you know where he's standing now. You know the need that he has of you. And Father, now that he's committed himself to you, surely his future is clear.
Amen.
Father, grant him the desires of his heart, Lord. Open the way before him, Lord. Lead him, guide him, and use him as
Amen.
His son. In these last days, we pray. We proclaim your blessing upon him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If no
Hallelujah,
Hosanna.
Hallelujah,
Hosanna.
Hallelujah,
Hosanna.
Hallelujah,
Hosanna.
Oh, hallelujah,
Hosanna.
Hosanna,
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna.
Oh, my tent. My tent is no more pitch down there in Egypt's land. You'll see me no more day,
no more day.
For I live. Oh, my tent,
my tent is no more pitch.
No more, no more.
Down there.
Be poisoning yourself anymore with alcohol,
amen,
with nicotine, with drugs.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, when you poison your body, it's a sign of a poison. Something's poisoned you inside of your mind. Something's not healthy. But when the Lord comes and restores from within, then all of those other things, they start to fall away. That's the most wonderful thing. You look at some of the people here, friends, you would never believe a few years ago what some of us here were doing a few years ago. You'd never believe it. Because now you're looking at a great work that the Lord has done. Oh, friends, it's so good to see the Lord starting His work in somebody's life again. So we pray a special blessing upon our brother, that he'll come to the time like sometimes we do, that sometimes you can't even believe when you look at the old photos of the past to say, but hey, did I used to really do some of those things? That's the grace of God, friends. Those taskmasters, those Egyptians that had you in bondage for so long, you look for them and they're no more. May that be our brother's testimony as well. Let's sing one more, Brother George.
Sure, choose.
Whatever you want, bro. It's free will. Let's sing that one. Where He will lead me, I will go. Yeah?
Amen.
Amen.
I will go. onward I go. No, tal volver. I'm happy with Christ, my Savior near, trusting that I some precious see Jesus, my friend.
Close in prayer. Just a couple of announcements. Next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, is the beginning of the youth camp. So we're really asking the saints to be in prayer about this. You know, whenever you pray, whenever the Lord is near, please really pray for the Lord's blessing upon these meetings. As we said at the meeting the other day, the trustees and so forth, you know, we can do all our best to get the arrangements as good as we can. But unless He comes and blesses our friends, we can do what we can do, but we need Him to do what we can't do. And that's why we want Him there. We want Jesus to be the center of attraction. We want Him to be the honored guest. We want Him to work His works. So we're really asking, saints, please, let's make this an earnest area of prayer whenever the Lord is near. And we want to, this Friday, have special prayer meeting Friday, especially for the youth meeting. We want to have a day of consecration on Friday as well. So we're really asking saints to join us for that. Let's really humble ourselves before the Lord. Let's come and seek His blessing. Because there's another song we don't sing much, but it says, He's never failed me yet. He's never failed us, friends. He's so good to us. So let's come, bring our petitions before Him, and let's seek the Lord's blessing upon these meetings, that the Lord might really, really do something wonderful.
Amen.
That there might be the power of transformation. So please really do keep that in prayer.
Amen.
And then, it's okay, anything else, we'll announce it next week. We just, let's bow our heads. We so appreciate the word. Thank you so much to Brother Lubanza.
Amen.
For being a faithful witness.
Amen.
Once again. We thank everybody, the visitors who have come today. God bless you. Please feel at home in the house of the Lord. And one other thing, if anybody's got free time on a Saturday, anybody desires to do something, those saints down with Brother Shep, they would really appreciate some fellowship, I do believe. If you want to do something for the kingdom of God, you know, to go and help people that are just starting on the way, I'd really, really encourage you. Why don't you go and visit the brothers that are down there and encourage them? I'm sure it'll be a great help to them. Just ask Brother George, maybe you can close for us and pray.
Father, we come before Thee this afternoon, Lord. Father, the key to all that we see this day, how I desire to be reverenced, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That, Lord, I may revere the God that created this body, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord God, knowing indeed, Lord, that when You created me, Father, Lord, You had, Father, other bodies that You created, Lord. That, Lord, Father, we would meet on this journey of life.
Yes.
Fellowship and stir each other up and point each other, Lord, Father, back to the cross, Lord.
Amen.
We thank Thee, O God, for faithful ministers like our brother Lubanza, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord, God, it just brings out, Lord, Father, that is within us, Lord, that You safely stored.
Amen.
Father, before creation, O God.
Hallelujah.
Father, continue to use Him, Lord, the way You use Him, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
For, Lord, many times, Lord, after the service is ministered, Lord, we point upon those things, Lord.
Amen.
Father, seeing how those things point us back to this message that we believe, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And it's this message, Lord, Father, that Lord, Father, once was said, all that we need is in the books and tapes.
Hallelujah.
Father, we want nothing outside of that, as the brother clearly, Lord, Father, showed. All we want, Lord, is to look, Lord, even upon, Lord, Father, those things that you left in store for us for this day.
Amen.
Jesus, Father, how precious these things are to us. How wonderful these things are to us, Lord.
Amen.
And all these things do, Lord, is give us a clearer picture of who you are.
Amen.
Gives us a clearer picture of who we are.
Amen.
Lord, Father, and Lord, Savior, what Lord, Savior, layeth before us after this life, Lord.
Amen.
And even in this life, Lord, Father, there are keys and golden nuggets, Lord, Father, for us to take back those things that belongeth to us, O God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Whether it be health, whether it be, Lord, healing, Lord, whether it be, Lord, Father, finances, Lord, Savior, whatever the needs, Lord, Father, we've experienced throughout our experience with this message, Lord,
amen,
that there's nothing, Lord, that, Lord, we've lacked, Lord.
Amen.
Father, whatever requests have been placed before us,
amen,
you've always answered, Lord.
Amen.
And we are grateful, Lord, Father, for such a wonderful message, Lord.
Amen.
We are grateful for such a wonderful pastor,
amen,
Lord God, amen, Lord Father,
amen,
who, Lord, invites, Lord Savior, these, Lord God, I would, or the prophet would call them spiritual scientists.
Hallelujah.
Lord, who dig, Lord Father, even into, Lord, that word that we would never be able to decipher.
Amen.
But to open up, Lord. Father, it takes the fivefold,
yes,
Lord, to come, Lord, and unveil what's, Lord Savior, behind the veil, Lord.
Amen.
To reveal, Lord Savior, that has been hidden, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Many a time, Lord, Father, us as sheep, we think we understand something. Then when the fivefold brings it, Lord, it's a completely different picture,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes,
Father,
Lord,
give
yes,
us grace, Lord.
Amen.
Give us mercy, Lord Savior.
Amen.
That we reverence, Lord, this that we've been given, Lord.
Amen.
For this, Lord, yes, Savior, is the
yes,
key
yes,
to our life success here.
Amen.
And this is what will take us beyond the grave, Lord,
amen,
Savior.
Amen.
Father, our plans are not, Lord, Savior, for maybe the 70 years you promised to us, Lord.
Amen.
But, Lord, we are promising, Lord, for even more than 2,000, Lord, Savior. For eternity, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
For, Lord, Father, when all is said and done, your word would live on.
Amen.
And all that is in you, Lord, Father, would live with you, Lord, Savior God. And we believe in today we are part of them, Lord. And we are glad our brother has, Lord, Savior, Father, come in, Lord, to the fold, Lord. And we believe there are many more, Lord, that would come like our brother Kumbu, Lord.
Yes.
Prosper our brother, Lord.
Amen.
Lead him and guide him, Lord.
Please, Lord.
That by that decision, Lord, Savior, Father, those papers that he desired.
Amen.
Lord, we believe, Lord, like we've seen in the past with many saints,
amen,
Lord.
Yes.
Those things always follow.
Amen.
For the word, Lord, Savior, you said, Father, to seek ye first,
amen,
the kingdom of heaven and his,
yes,
righteousness, Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, once we've sought that, Lord, you, Lord Savior, as the pastor, Lord, constantly says, we do your business,
amen,
and you do our business.
Amen.
Lord. Father,
yes,
we are trusting, Lord, that you are faithful, Lord, Master, and you take care of our business, Lord.
Amen.
You have in this day, in the way of the word, we desire, Lord, to ponder upon these things. For, Lord, it's amazing to think, Lord, many a time when the word is preached, the mind starts, Lord Savior, to think wrong, or when something said, the
amen,
mind, Lord Savior. But the only mind that we desire is the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Give
yes,
us, Lord
yes,
Savior,
yes,
that wisdom,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
let
yes,
us ponder upon these things as we part. Bless, Lord Savior, your servants. Bless the pastor as he travels home.
Hallelujah.
Bless him at work in all that he does,
amen,
for the sake of your kingdom. Our brother Lubanza, Lord, in the missionary work that he does,
amen,
around Ireland, Lord. Father, we believe and we are sure that you brought him here for a purpose.
Amen.
And he will accomplish,
hallelujah,
the purpose that you have even amidst his life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless, Lord Savior, all we do, Lord. Keep us now, Lord Savior. And you equip us with enough. For, Lord, evil is the day that we dwell amidst, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Equip us with enough for the next day. And the next day. And the next day.
Yes.
Until eternity, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we are grateful for all you have said and done this day. Grant us grace as we part in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints, as we dismiss.
That's what I long for. That's what I'm longing for, my Lord. A heart that follows on. Oh, a heart that hides your word. A heart that hides your word. So that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided. One your own and red. A heart that beats compassion. That pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma. A sweet aroma, a sweet aroma.